Listening Library presents Dragonsdale by Salamander Drake, read for you by Jill Schilling. The Isles of Bressel. Far out in the ocean, beyond all the shores we know, hangs a huge bank of mist, the Veil. The shimmering white curtain of the Veil hides a wonderful secret. For beyond the Veil lie the Isles of Bressel, the land of the blessed. The Isles are home to humans and merfolk, pards and peritons, howlers and fire dogs, and dragons. Chapter 1.
Go away, Sky!
Kara was exasperated. Skydancer's playful shove had knocked her halfway across the cobbled floor and made her drop her shovel. As she bent to pick it up, the dragon swung his head to give Kara another nudge. Kara turned around, raised the shovel, and tapped him smartly on the muzzle. Skydancer blinked and looked hurt.
"It's no good looking at me like that," said Kara. "How am I supposed to clean out your stall if you keep pushing me?"
Skydancer gave Kara one of his most pathetic looks. Kara laughed. Sky knew all her weak spots. She couldn't stay angry with him for long. She reached out and scratched the green scaly ridge between the golden blaze on the dragon's forehead and his left eye. Skydancer closed his great almond eyes and crooned with pleasure. The dragon arched his back and stretched his forelegs so that his talons rose from the cobbles, falling back with a series of soft clicks as he relaxed. He half opened his wings, shaking his sails into new folds as his wingtips brushed the stable walls. Then he settled down again, twitching his long tail, the fin-like spade at the end slapping the floor gently as Kara continued her affectionate stroking.
"I know you want to play," Kara tried hard to make her voice stern. "But I have to do my chores first. I've got to finish mucking out the other dragon stables and check up on the dragonettes. The longer you keep me here, the longer it'll take me to do them."
Kara stopped scratching the dragon and straightened up.
"I'll come back as soon as I can, I promise."
Sky gave a mournful chirrup and slunk over to his sleeping platform. He padded round in a circle a couple of times, like a huge scaly dog settling in its basket. Then he curled up with his nose tucked under his tail and gave Kara a self-pitying look. Kara finished scooping up the smelly dragon droppings, waved goodbye to Skydancer, and stepped out of the dragon stall into the stable yard. She dumped the mess into a wheelbarrow, already piled high with the sweepings of other dragon stalls, and closed the heavy iron door behind her. Then she wiped her hands on her stained leather jerkin and brushed a wisp of dark reddish hair out of her eyes.
"Warm work!"
Brina, who was cleaning out the dragons on the other side of the yard, gave Kara a wave.
"And smelly!" Kara waved back. "It's got to be done, though," said Brina.
She frowned and pursed her lips. In a fair imitation of Mistress Hildebrand, Dragonsdale's chief riding instructor, she said,
"Dragons aren't all fun and play, girls."
Kara giggled, and Brina gave her a knowing look.
"Anyway, we can't afford to dilly-dally. Heaven help us if the whole place doesn't look spotless for the showing tomorrow."
Kara shuddered.
"Oh, don't remind me."
Brina looked surprised.
"Aren't you looking forward to it? Wonnie's riding, isn't she? If you can call it riding."
Kara instantly regretted her snappishness.
"Oh, I don't mean that. Poor Wonnie, she does her best, and she loves that little dragon of hers to bits."
"But she does fall off quite a lot," finished Brina with a grin.
"Cheer up, you'll enjoy it."
"I don't think I shall," said Kara. "Hortense will be there."
"Ah, her ladyship," said Brina knowingly.
She shrugged.
"Well, there's nothing you and I can do about Hortense. Just give her your very best smile."
"Smile at Hortense?" said Kara in tones of deep disgust.
and hope she falls off her dragon and lands in something smelly." Kara grinned. "Now that I would enjoy. See you at lunch."
Brina waved and stepped back into a stall. Kara lifted the handles of the wheelbarrow. Her back gave a twinge, and she winced and set the barrow down again. She had been working hard since daybreak. The sound of beating wings made her glance skywards. A formation of 5 dragons was flying overhead. Kara could just make out the shouts and calls of the riders as they urged their mounts into a perfect diamond pattern. She recognized Tord leading on Dawnspinner, his great ridgeback charger. Flying wingtip to wingtip, the guard wing turned over the white stone bulk of Dragonsdale House and headed out to patrol the wild lands that lay between Dragonsdale and the snow-capped peak of Cloudside, the tallest mountain on the Isle of Seahaven. Kara trembled with a familiar, hot feeling of envy and longing. Since her earliest childhood, she had wanted to ride a dragon, to feel the rush of air as she flew, cradled between the sinuous neck and powerful shoulders, rocked by the beat of the great wings. Yet all her life, she had helped raise dragons for others to ride. Why couldn't she be up there, in the blue sky and the wild wind, flying her own dragon, rather than be stuck here mucking out the stables of Dragonsdale? If only she were allowed to ride.
Wool gathering again?
Kara started guiltily and turned to face her father.
I only stopped for a moment, Dar.
I dare say.
Hugh the Dragonmaster was a stocky man, quite different in build from his slim, long-legged daughter. He had a snub nose and sharp grey eyes that missed nothing. Even in his sweat-stained tunic and shapeless riding breeches, the Dragonmaster's air of experience and authority made him an impressive figure. Hugh was known throughout Bressel as owner and master of Dragonsdale, the most famous dragon stud and training farm in the whole of the islands. Kara's father jerked his grizzled head towards the door of Skydancer's stall.
"I suppose you've been wasting time with that favourite of yours again."
"Sky has to be cleaned out," said Kara, "just like all the others."
"I notice you take longer to clean him out than you do any of the rest."
Kara had no answer to this, because it was true.
"He gets so lonely."
This was a mistake. Her father frowned. He wouldn't get lonely if he allowed himself to be trained and ridden. Then he'd earn his keep like the rest. Dragonsdale is a stud farm, not a rest home for idle dragons. We need guard dragons to protect us, hunting dragons to feed us, racing and show dragons to win competitions. If Skydancer keeps on defying his trainers...
"But Dar," protested Kara, "Sky's a golden brow. That's a very rare breed."
"He could be as rare as a mermaid's toenails, and he'd still be of no value to me if he won't allow himself to be trained. We can't afford to keep on stuffing food into useless mouths, that's all."
A cold hand seemed to clutch at Kara's heart.
"Dar?"
She had asked the question many times before and knew it was hopeless, but she ploughed on.
"Why won't you let me ride Sky? I know I can do it. I know I can train him. Please."
Kara broke off. Her father's face had darkened like a gathering storm. He didn't raise his voice, but his words lashed at Kara.
"You know very well that I will not have you ride any dragon. You know why. We will not speak of this again. Is that clear?"
Kara hung her head. The Dragonmaster glared at his daughter for a second or two longer, then nodded grimly.
"Very well. Now, I have another job for you."
Kara glanced up as her father put his fingers to his lips, gave a piercing whistle, and beckoned urgently. A small figure stepped out of the shadows at the far end of the stable yard and scurried to the Dragonmaster's side.
"This is Drain," said Hugh. "He's from a farm up on the Wolds. His father has asked me to take him on as apprentice stable lad."
The Dragonmaster's expression said clearly that he had no great hopes of his new apprentice. Before Kara could say a, "How goes your day?" her father continued,
"He can help you with your yard duties. Show him the ropes and take him up to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?